I'm Dana Lloyd. Welcome to Soul Sister Conversations, the podcast, where you will be inspired and empowered to connect more deeply with your authentic self as we explore topics of personal development, leadership, and spirituality. Your journey to your most authentic self starts right now. Kim Woods is an evolutionary astrology master. Today she shares what the stars hold for us in 2023. We chat about the months we can really capitalize on our success, what to look out for, plus she shares the theme and the two intentions for 2023. Have you always wanted your own personal coach? Well, now you can have one. Sign up for my weekly newsletter called Coach in Your Inbox, where I give you an inspirational message along with a coaching question for the week, plus you'll always be up to date with who is on the podcast, and get my latest book recommendation. I value my relationships and community with others. So let's start a relationship. Go to danalloydleadership.com to sign up. Kim Woods, welcome back to Soul Sister Conversations.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here.
Well, I'm delighted to have this conversation because you were on episode 163 way back when, not that long ago, but long enough that people might have missed it. So if people want to listen and catch up on that one, they can. And that's where we talked all about how our intuition can create abundance. But today we're going to talk about the stars because you are an evolutionary astrology master. So we're going to learn about how the stars can help us, what they're telling us in 2023. But you say that every year, kind of like having a word of the year, people can relate to that, that when you read the stars, you relate the stars to a movie for that year. So what movie are you relating 2023 to?
So the movie for 2023 is Jerry Maguire.
Ooh. Right? And what does that tell us about Jerry Maguire? How does it relate to that?
Most people will remember the Show Me the Money, right?
Yes. Yes.
Right. So that's super fun. That's like the fun side of it. I will tell you, it is Show Me the Money when, and think about Jerry Maguire, he shifted what he was doing because it was out of alignment. He was out of integrity. He learned a ton about himself as, I forget what the character's name is, but Renee Zellweger could see his potential and could see him fully. And, you know, in this analogy, those are the stars. The stars can see your potential. The stars can see you fully. And when you allow yourself to step into the full expression of you, that's the Show Me the Money.
Mm. Well, it's interesting that you said before we got started, you said 2022, your movie that you related that to was Twister. Appropriately.
Appropriately. And so my big message last year was, how can you be in the eye of the storm instead of being swept up by the storm?
So I love the lesson that you're teaching there by relating the stars of 2023 to the movie Jerry Maguire, this idea of being out of alignment and, you know, getting back in alignment and getting the full expression of ourselves. So how do the stars help us do that?
Yeah, the stars help us in so many ways. The stars will help give clarity to what's coming up. You know, so we're going to talk about a few of the highlights here today. The stars help with setting strategy because there'll be a theme. The theme for 2023 is power. You can set the strategy through intentions. The two intentions for 2023 are success and love. And the stars are supporting all of that. You can use the stars to help you manifest what your desires are. You can use the stars to help you with difficult situations, and they can help you mitigate those. And you can use the stars to help you remove blocks to your success.
They're pretty helpful.
Pretty helpful. Very powerful.
So in order to get the full benefit of the stars, I don't think this is something we can do on our own. So we need to come to someone like yourself who is a master of this. You know how to read the charts. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I joke with people that it's, you know, 5 years, 5,000 hours, and a lot of like blood, sweat, and tears to understand and appreciate the stars. And honestly, if somebody can interpret them for you, that's wonderful. But I will tell you that there is a dopamine hit that happens. Like, ooh, Mercury's retrograde. I'm glad to know that. You walk away feeling really good knowing that. And then, wait a minute. Wait, what should I do now? right? So I love to say the stars plus strategy will equal success, because knowing what that means for you, knowing how it relates to the last time that happened, knowing how you can kind of expand the lens. And, you know, for example, during a Mercury retrograde, you really shouldn't launch something new. It's not a benefit to sign a contract with somebody new. And so you think about it, and it happens 3 times a year, and they're 3 weeks each. And that will make entrepreneurs go batty, because they'll say, are you kidding me right now, Kim? I have 3 windows of opportunity that I can't use. So I'll say to them, yes, but no. Because it depends on what the other energies are around that. It depends on if you plant seeds beforehand. You can revisit and refine and optimize and streamline during those windows. And it also depends on the size of the launch. So, and honestly, well, I set strategy with all my clients. We're doing it now for all of 2023. So it's easy enough to say, oh, great. I'm not going to do it at the beginning of January. I'll wait till the end of January. Or, gee, I won't do it at the start of April. I'll wait till the middle of May. It is really easy to adjust around that when you're setting the strategy.
It's interesting that you bring up Mercury retrograde, because I think so many people know just a little bit about the stars, unless they've been read or had their charts. So we throw that one around a lot. So when I've even had it when I'm like, things aren't working out, or there's a heaviness, I'm like, is Mercury in retrograde? And I'm just doing it jokingly. I have no clue if it's true. And I hear lots of people use that. Mercury's in retrograde. And what is the significance of that? That's an actual real thing.
That is an actual real thing. And I do. So for me, that makes my astrology heart go pitter patter when people are throwing it around. What it means is that Mercury is the sign that helps with communication, helps with observation, perception, helps with technology, helps with travel. And so when he's forward, quote unquote, he looks like he's moving along with the Earth, and, you know, it's everything seems to be going smoothly. And then what happens with a quote unquote retrograde is that it appears to us that Mercury's moving backward. Now, the planet doesn't actually move backward. It's just because the elliptical path, it looks like to us he's moving backward. And so our impression is, oh, no, Mercury's moving backwards. So therefore, communications are going to be snaggled. You know, you won't understand somebody. You miss an email. Technology snafus happen. Travel delays. And so think about our lives on a day-to-day basis. All three of those areas are wildly important to us. So knowing what's happening is amazingly helpful. And yet you don't want to not do anything during those times.
Makes sense. And it feels like, I'm sure I realized I was in Mercury retrograde, because you're exactly that. Technology doesn't work. Email fails, won't go through. Just strange things that happen. And it does seem to be like a pattern. Other people would say it too. And I have no idea if I was in Mercury retrograde or not, but it sure feels like there's something going on. So is it almost like a... I don't know. I almost feel like someone's like a magnetic pole or a bubble that you're in. Would that be
right
association?
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Like Mercury is really a window into what other big things are coming up, because he's a messenger. And so, again, knowing more about the stars and yes, fallen astrologer, unless it's your gig and you want to spend those 5,000 hours or 5 years, right? Following astrology is really helpful, because what I tell my clients is just be extra careful, right? Like when you're communicating, recognize that you're going to want to over communicate. Also, don't take anything personally, because, you know, you might think, oh, I'm going to do outreach during this time and no one's getting back to me. They probably didn't get your message. So you might be tying yourself in knots thinking like, oh, no one wants to get back to me, when in fact your email just went into spam. And so just a little bit more foresight and planning, because really the gift and beauty of Mercury retrogrades is Mercury basically is telling everybody to, like, now sit down. Take your time, you know, observe and perceive and, you know, use other senses other than just your mind running amok. He's trying to quiet your mind during the retrograde periods.
Out of curiosity, when are the retrograde periods in 2023 generally? Do you know? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Yes. So we're entering one the end of December. It goes to the middle of January, entering another one in April, entering another one in September. I have all these dates exact in my email. And then he gives the gift of giving that he goes in again at the end of December of 2023. Now, each year is an elemental theme, and that makes it more impactful for certain signs. Next year, he's going to be in air signs. So the signs of Gemini, the signs of Libra, at the end of next year, it's going to be the sign of Aquarius. So what you want to be mindful of is that if your sign in particular is being affected, it's going to affect you a little bit more.
Great. I'm a Libra.
There you go. You're like, yay.
I like the heads up though. I like the heads right? up.
Yeah.
One of the things that you said that the 2023 stars, there was a theme of power. Did I get that right? Did I hear that right?
Yes, you did.
Yes. Yep. So how did that show up? What does that mean, power, in 2023?
Yeah, so it's so interesting because I literally spend hundreds of hours opening up the energies for the each annual forecast. And what I'm doing is I'm looking at a lens, and one of my team asked me, and then I told her it was like half a century, and her eyes just like rolled over. But the planets move in cycles. And so if you understand and appreciate all the cycles, you can then understand how they weave together. And then there's just certain impacts that they have throughout the year. And when you're looking at a year, you want to dissect that year. And a theme just bubbles up. And power is because we can all nod our heads, is that power is being misused and misunderstood in the world. And so if you think of the Jerry Maguire analogy, and you can say, okay, so Jerry Maguire wanted to be in alignment. He wanted to be understood and appreciated by himself and others, right? And then as he's doing that, great, success and love and money come. And that's our yearning most times. Like, it's like, oh, I want love. I want to be satisfied. I want my success goals to be realized. And yet when you think about power, think about how it can be a misalignment. Now, just this conversation, people will be like shaking their heads, like, I'm not out of alignment with my power. But then when I talk about it and then say, well, if you're not, you may not be speaking up when you want to say like something that is really true for you. You may make yourself small by like hesitating and not actually, you know, really going for something that is rightfully yours. You know, it's your birthright. It may be that you are like not giving the truthful answer. And we're not saying to hurt anybody, but you know, somebody asks you, hey, do you want to go out to dinner next Friday? And you say, oh, I'm so busy. When reality, all you want to do is sit at home and be cozy. That's really not being in alignment with your power. Like, you can say to that person, you know what, I just want to stay home and be cozy. And they'll appreciate that so much.
So does this mean then it's a calling for us to step into our power then in 2023?
Yes.
Become in alignment. And yeah. How did the stars help us do that? So if people go to you and they get a reading, are you showing them ways or how their sign can capitalize on 2023, the way they're aligned?
Yeah. So there are different layers to this, right? So we can do things by sun sign. Certainly we now are doing something for the whole year that we've never done before. We're calling it a star pass, where we're doing like four live events to help people at the top of the year define their success map. And then we're helping them in the April timeframe, and it's about power, really align with their power. And then we're helping them in the July timeframe to appreciate their value. I call it becoming recession proof. And then we're helping them in October timeframe to manifest their desires. And so that's something. It's only $77. We're offering it for the whole year. It's a beautiful thing. It does include the forecast that I do at the top of the year, that each one of these come with like a 35-page ebook. And we're doing it because this is such an incredibly impactful time that we're in. You know, if you look at, widen the lens and look at like the start of 2020, which for us, we astrologers, it was, you know, I was looking at that for a decade before that. And we look at the next few years, we've all decided to be here. We've all made the choice. And yet knowing that and living it are two different things. So we want to provide a tremendous amount of support. So I'm sorry, I didn't exactly answer your question. So I want to go in and back in and answer that. The stars help with power because the stars will give us glimmers. And what I mean by that is, like, think of like the moon cycles. You know, we can talk about the full moon or the new moon. And if we're, you know, appreciating those cycles, we can realize how the moon works with us to be true to ourselves and to know how to care for ourselves and know how to manifest our own desires. The sun moves throughout the zodiac every 30 days. And each one of the signs that the sun is in, we can lean into the power of that sign, whether it's ours or not. So you don't need to know a ton about astrology in order to be able to use the stars.
Mm. And one of the things you said was there are two intentions for 2023, success and love. Can you speak about that? What does it mean, an intention for 2023?
Yeah, so I love to look at the strategy, because I'm a strategist, right? So I love to look at like big either milestones or pillars that we can then weave decisions around. We can put resources around. We can have them be our guiding principles. And so, like, for example, 2022s were alignment and momentum. And so they have a different flavor every year, right? And 2022 was all about value, really appreciating your own value. And imagine if you came out of 2022 more in alignment, understanding your momentum flow and appreciating your value. It makes 2023 the stars' request of really knowing your power and saying yes to it, reclaiming it, and then understanding your own definition of success, without any input from anybody else. Because I will tell you that there are as many definitions of success as there are people in this world. So someone else's definition, like think of Jeremy Wire, someone else's definition wasn't really working for him.
Yeah. So this is about defining that for yourself in 2023. And how does that relate to the stars? I guess you know, we could do that at any point. Why is that important in 2023?
Oh, because the stars are going to be knocking you around to make you do it, right? So and I'd want to say kinder than that. And honestly, Jupiter is he's a good fortune star. He's the success star. He's going to be center stage for a while in 2023. And that feels like we can all say, yay, that feels really good. He's going to be talking to, lack of a better way to say it, Pluto. And Pluto is making you look at things in wholeness, like the good, the bad, the ugly. Now, Pluto has been at the fore since forever, but Pluto's really been at the fore in our lives since 2008. And Pluto is changing signs this year, which is going to make March a really big year. I mean, big month. But there's a sense of freedom. There's a sense of individuation. There's a sense of like doing what you please and not feeling trapped or stifled or ground down by some of the choices that may have made sense for you a few years ago that will no longer make sense for you. And they probably haven't for a while, but they absolutely won't in 2023.
So if you decide to step into your power in 2023, is it the stars are aligned in such a way that it will, it's like the universe is conspiring to assist you to do this. This is your year. If you're going to do it in 2023, because it'll be helpful.
Absolutely. That is exactly the right interpretation. Yep.
Perfect. So you also said that the stars can help us manifest what we want. And I think we all want to be able to manifest what we want in our lives. So how can the stars help us do that more successfully?
Yeah, I love that question. So here's the reality. We're all manifesting exactly where we're spending our time and attention. So if we're worrying about the recession, and I wish the media would stop talking about it, because it's not actually as impactful as the media is making it out to be. And yes, I appreciate that things are more expensive at the grocery store, but this rush for every entrepreneur to then discount is just not helping, right? It's not you being in your power. It's not you appreciating your value. So when you're thinking about manifesting your desires, recognize that you're doing it all the time. So this could be hard to hear, whatever's happening in your life right now, it's like, oh, great. That's where I put my energy like a year ago, right? So, you know, that things we think we become. So the stars help, because knowing what's going to happen, knowing what's coming up, calms our mind. And when we calm our mind, that's where we can say, okay, we can see a little bit more clearly. We can appreciate the bigger picture, but also we can come from a place, and a really easy way to do this is through gratitude. Like, you come from a place where you're appreciative and you're grateful for the things that are going really well in your life. And then that fuels the opening for you to be able to receive what your wishes are. The moon helps every single month to do this. So the moon, right? Like, isn't that delicious? So there's a new moon, and it's at the beginning of the month right now. So there's a new moon where you can set your intentions, and the moon will power those intentions until the full moon, where you then celebrate things that are going well and then ask what you want to get rid of. And when we say, well, get rid of things, people tighten up because that feels like a loss, that feels like lack. So think of it like releasing things that are too heavy, things that you may not want. You know, think about when you want to go and get a new wardrobe, you don't then stuff the new wardrobe into a closet that's overly full. You want to then clean out that closet so you have space to move that new luscious wardrobe in, so that you're like, oh, this is the new me. I can really appreciate that. Well, the moon gives you the ability to do that every single month. But honestly, Venus is your girl from a manifestation perspective.
Do tell.
I know, right? So Venus changes her signs about like every 5 or 6 weeks. Right now, she's out of bounds, so she's super sassy. And she was in Sagittarius, so she was wildly crazy. So like shopping and indulging and like really like loving and socializing was her vibe. But interestingly, you know, as she's moving, she's asking you, like, how do you attract what you want in your life? Like, what is it that you really desire in your life? So Venus is beautiful about saying, like, think about this. Like, we don't marry everybody. We don't even, you know, partner with everybody. We will look on an array of people and be like, oh, definitely not you. Oh, hell no, not you. Not you, not you, not you. Ooh, you. Venus helps us do that. And so knowing the Venus cycle is super impactful to attract what we're looking for, and to be able to use her energy to lean on. You know, maybe being super sassy isn't our vibe, so that would be nice to be able to lean into her energy. And now she's moving to Capricorn, so she's getting really serious. So she's looking for commitment right now, and loyalty and devotion. And if you have trouble committing to, you know, your creations or your social media, you can use Venus's energy to help you do that.
So how do we know, how do we tap into the cycle of Venus, and how long is it? Is it like the moon once a month or a different cycle?
It's like every six or 7 weeks or something. You follow an astrologer. That's exactly what you do.
How do we know this? Follow Kim.
100%. So honestly, I am out there every week in LinkedIn and on Facebook. I'm doing a 1 minute weekly forecast. I am on Insta doing like a 30-second weekend tip. Those are all free. I write a monthly blog. That's, you can get on my email list at kimwoods.com, and that's free. And then if you want to know a little bit more, we've got a free group on Facebook. And then I've got a membership that's every month. And now we have the Star Pass. Like, we've made it, we're trying to make it so accessible for people, depending upon their appetite and their commitment to recognizing that the stars are so impactful.
Yeah, I mean, I'm loving this conversation. You have such great insight, and you explain it in such an easy way, because I haven't always, I know about astrology, but not really, other than what I might occasionally open up the newspaper and read my little blurb for Libra. But the way you're framing this about how we manifest, and I love the themes and intentions and how that can really help us in 2023. And I'm curious, are there any hidden truths, anything we need to look out for in 2023?
Oh, always. There always are. The stars are the gifts that keep giving, right? So we have massive opportunity in March. And what I mean by that is, like, let's just buckle in for March. That's okay. We can buckle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It'll be a rough ride.
Yeah, well, it's going to be what we make it, obviously. But in the world itself, there's going to be two planets, Saturn and Pluto, are shifting signs. So what that means is that there's a different energy available. Saturn does it every three years, so we're used to that, right? But he's moving into the sign of Pisces, and they don't get along. So Saturn loves to build things up and construct and make things happen. And Pisces loves to dissolve and go into that like kumbaya, like beautiful, like boundaryless ocean. And so anything Saturn tries to build, Pisces is going to be like, yeah, not really. Right. So this is where we want to go into our intuitive space, get really creative, be compassionate. And then Saturn will go, okay. And Pisces will go, okay. And that's how we can negotiate that. But the big one is that Pluto is changing signs, and he hasn't changed signs since 2008. So in 2008, he moved into Capricorn, and basically he basically breaks down and destroys everything and then helps like rebuild it. So think about financial institutions, politics, you know, any corporate structure. You know, basically Pluto's been on a mission to help people, again, power, to help people understand power, and that it doesn't have to be hoarded. It can be shared. And so there's going to be massive relief as he moves into Aquarius, but it's going to take a while. Hmm. It's going to take a while for us to get there.
So March, look out for March.
Yeah, March. Yeah. I mean, and again, these planets are so big, we're already feeling the energy. It's just that those are the moments. Other, like I like to say that the stars will help us avoid pitfalls, right? So March is like, okay, we're going to tread softly that month. And then in July, we want to tread softly. And May is going to be a mixed month. But January, February, June, luscious.
Oh, what a great way to start the 2023 with January being luscious.
Exactly. Exactly.
What can we expect in January?
So January, we do have a Mercury retrograde in January, but I will tell you, there's so much beautiful star alignment that we can, you know, if we plant the seeds before that, really usher through anything that we want to optimize, streamline, reconnect, redefine. And think about January. We're usually looking at those types of things. So beautiful setup. From the third week of January to the end of February, I would say sell, connect, launch, do all of that. Absolutely stunning energy for it.
Awesome. What are you most excited for 2023?
That it's not 2022. And I don't mean to be cheeky about that, but there was a star configuration that was left over from 2021 that we've been wrangling with, and it has been so annoying, and enough is enough. Basically, it's been, I want my future, like, oh my God, I'm getting pushed for it, but then it's like massive traffic jam, massive like hurdles to overcome. I am done with that. Absolutely finished with it.
I think we all are.
100%. I think we all are.
We're looking for some new, fresh energy, and I hope we get that in 2023. And by the sounds of what you're telling us, we have some great things to look forward to and some opportunities that we could capitalize on.
Again, just like for 2022, you don't want to be swept up in the chaos, right? Like there's still going to be a lot of chaos in the world because we are looking to change the way power works in the world. So that's no small feat. But if we stay on our path and we recognize what our lane is, and we stand in our lane and we, you know, use our power, like, you know, to shine our brilliance and to be uniquely ourselves, then people will be drawn to us and it will be a very successful time.
That sounds like a great advice to end on. Is there anything you wanted to say about the stars in 2023 or what you have coming up that I haven't asked you about?
Yeah, so I would love the opportunity to just talk about, like, get my 2023 starpass.com, and you can come in for $77 and you can get, you know, 5 live events, you'll get 5 ebooks, and you can navigate through the stars in ways that you're going to find are so incredibly helpful. I mean, our clients are just rocking it. We've got people that are, our average growth is like 50% year over year. We've got someone who just sold.
You help a lot of entrepreneurs, right?
I help a lot of entrepreneurs and business leaders, quite frankly, but mostly entrepreneurs. You know, there's something really, really satisfying about being able to address the business and the life at the same time and be able to pivot quickly, which feels really good. But yeah, our wins, I mean, you can go to my website at kimwoods.com and yes, they're all actually real. A lot of people think, like, how could this be? And it's like, oh, because we're following the stars strategically.
Mm. Well, I've enjoyed this conversation again. You are very knowledgeable about the stars, and I find it a very fun and interesting conversation learning about it. And I'm walking away with some things to think about for 2023 and how to, you know, step into your power, step into that alignment. So thank you for this conversation. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for hosting me again. I adore being on your show.
Thank you. That was such a great conversation. If you loved it too, subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Please go to iTunes to rate and review this podcast. And if you want to continue the conversation, connect with Soul Sister Conversations on the Facebook and Instagram pages. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at Dana Lloyd Leadership, on Twitter at Coach Dana_Lloyd, and of course on LinkedIn. See you next week.